The best way out is always through. Quote by Robert Frost. I'm Kim Krebs, your host for Equine Body Talks. I've been working for over a decade in the equine industry as a body worker and many years prior to that as a loper for cutting horse operations. With the many horses I've worked with in both of these capacities, it has driven me to want to continually find out the why and the hows of equine biomechanics, health, and performance. To help these athletes achieve their best potential while limiting the wear and tear on their bodies. This podcast is dedicated to opening the conversation around equine wellness, diving deeper into the whole body approach for equine performance horses. So today I had originally planned to have an interview with one kick-ass lady. She's an entrepreneur in our industry. Instead, I'm sitting here recording by myself. All because of myself. I've hit a wall. It's not my first time, and it's certainly not going to be my last time. I thought perhaps I should postpone this episode once again, but soon realized that this was exactly the sort of thing I needed to talk to others about. So what's my problem? What's the wall that I hit? I'm going to explain. Mental health and wellness is something that I don't take lightly. I see the downfall of this as a major problem in our society these days. The reason I'm talking about this is because I think it's often brushed under the rug. People feel the stigma. I've certainly felt the stigma. They feel that they are somehow lesser or weaker. All of these are false claims, but nonetheless are real feelings. One of the reasons I started this podcast was to empower. I wanted others to feel that they have the knowledge to make informed decisions around their horse's wellness. But herein lies the problem. This is about my wellness. My goal is not to boohoo or lament my situation, but to open the conversation and hopefully touch at least one listener who can relate and not feel so alone. I've been depressed. Mentally and emotionally, my bank account has been drained. If you've met me this month, chances are you haven't taken note of that. Not on any lack in those individuals that I've been around, but I've been sure to rise to the occasion, put a smile on my face, and all the while say, I'm fine. And sometimes I am fine, until I let down in the evenings and realize that I'm not. Usually this is accompanied by tears and frustrations. I know there are many of you out there that can relate. This is a tough industry, with many hours alone in our vehicles while we travel, long hours of work with often little sleep, and if you are starting out, especially, you don't want to ever say no to a horse as you build your clientele, so the you time often gets filled with work. That's where I'm at. I've recognized this in the past and have made sure specific days of the week are dedicated to travel and working on horses, another for office work, and at least one day a week where I focus on things outside of my business. When COVID hit and things slowed down, I assumed that this summer would be especially slow. Instead, it's gone the opposite, and with work on horses and on courses, I've been on the go. I've been fairly successful in guarding my off time until this month. I've let my office days slip into my off days. Added to this is that it's August. August is not my friend. It signifies the month in which I lost both my parents and is emotionally challenging. Now added to that, this week we lost our little dog and another family member has suddenly passed away. So my emotional bank account is now empty. In order to recharge, I've had to put me first. So that means not having this episode ready with the interview that I had wanted. This is not something I'm comfortable with. In the past, I've been in the situation where I had to look hard at my life, wonder if it was going to continue as I recovered from chemotherapy, and vowed that if I survived, I'd never let myself get back to that point of feeling helpless and sick. But here I am, not to the same degree, but depressed nonetheless and feeling like I could be drowning. So now what? For everyone, it's different. And with each episode of depression, it can vary in severity. So please, if you are feeling down, talk. Find a trusted friend or family member or a professional to talk to. We aren't robots and we can't methodically plug away or ever even get over it. It will eventually build up again. My first serious episode of depression came about 6 months after the death of my fiancé. That was 12 years ago. Obviously, still overwhelmed with grief, I would often be told it was just a part of the cycle of losing a loved one and time would heal. It didn't, and I didn't. It festered and built up until I myself got sick. While I survived my cancer, I now felt guilty for having done that when others I loved had died. With the help of great therapy and friends willing to listen, I work through my thoughts and have healed many wounds. My mechanisms now to work through my depression are to walk. I'll go for long walks, often alone, to sort through my thoughts. I'll cry, buckets. I spent time with my animals, and I cook. Not to mention talking to my supports like my husband, my sisters, and my close friends. We evolve and change based on our experiences. That's what makes each individual so unique and interesting. But we don't all evolve or change or heal the same way. So be kind to others. We don't know what's happened in their past or more recently to cause them to potentially react to us. Be kind to yourself. Don't renege on that you time. Make the time that you need to recharge and stick to it. Every time I falter from this and try to get caught up in work on that off time, I suffer. The cliche that work will always be there is true. It really never goes away. As I've learned and felt through my own body, sometimes the hardest thing to do is simply breathe. And sometimes that is all you have to do. In upcoming episodes, I have a list of ladies I'll be talking to, from nutrition, writing, marketing, and social media. I thank you guys so much for listening and giving me your support. I look forward to bringing you the content you want to hear around horses' wellness, as well as building a business in equine bodywork. I'm very thankful that you have chosen to listen to the episode today, and I appreciate each rating and review you can give, which helps grow this podcast. Reach out to the social media pages to hear about what's coming up on the next episodes.